Jesus is Jehovah, chapter 18. Jehovah Jesus, the Judge. Another patent parallel between Jehovah in the Old Testament and Jesus in the New is in the solemn matter of judgment. We append just a few of the many parallels. The mighty God, even the Lord, Jehovah, hath spoken. Our God shall come, and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that he may judge his people, for God is judge himself. Psalm 50, verse 16. Behold, the Lord, Jehovah, hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, Say ye to the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Who is this that cometh from Edom, with dyed garments from Bozrah, this that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength? I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save, I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, Isaiah 62, verse 11, and 63, verses 1 and 34. Behold, the day of the Lord, Jehovah, cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. Isaiah 13, verses 9 through 11. And in the New Testament, The Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. John 5, verses 22 and 27. Him God raised up the third day. And he commanded us to preach unto the people, and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. Acts 10, verses 40 and 42. I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness doth he judge and make war. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called The Word of God. And he hath on his vesture a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Revelation 19, verses 11, 13, and 16. The Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 7 and 8. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Matthew 24, verses 29 to 30. Yes, if language means anything, the above awe-inspiring words show beyond the shadow of a doubt that Jesus is Jehovah.